And this news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Well, there was a two-vehicle crash reported Tuesday afternoon in Hume Township following a collision in a construction zone on Port Austin Road. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 2:27 p.m. on May 28th, about 1,320 feet north of Port Crescent Road. Authorities say a southbound 2022 flatbed tow truck operated by a vehicle transport company was backing up within a lane closure when it struck the side of a southbound 2025 Chevy Trax that was stopped on the roadway. Investigators reported there were no workers present at the construction site at the time of the crash, and no signs, cones, or markers were directing traffic through the work area. The roadway was dry, weather conditions were clear, and daylight conditions existed at the time of the incident. The driver of the tow truck was cited for improper backing. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts, and no injuries were reported. Airbags did not deploy in either vehicle. The tow truck sustained minor damage, while the Chevy SUV suffered functional damage. No hazardous materials were involved, and neither vehicle required emergency medical response. The incident remains documented by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. In a Huron County Circuit Court hearing yesterday, Judge Prill addressed the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Christopher Allen Smith. The hearing concerned the people's motion to revoke bond. Defendant Christopher Allen Smith was not present. His attorney, Michelle R. Siv, informed the court Smith is reportedly at Schurz Hospital emergency room experiencing chest pains and anxiety. This information was relayed by Smith's girlfriend, as the attorney has not yet spoken directly with her client. Chief Assistant Attorney David J. Wallace noted a prior issue, stating Smith failed to appear to complete a required test on May 30th, calling after hours to inquire about it. Wallace requested a bench warrant for Smith's failure to appear and for documentation of his hospital visit. The defense attorney requested an adjournment to allow Smith to appear and to provide medical verification, asking the court not to issue a bench warrant. Judge Prill ruled that Smith must provide information to the court regarding his current medical state by 11:30. Otherwise, failure to do so would result in a bench warrant being issued for his arrest. In Huron County District Court, James Campbell Shaw appeared before Judge Ferris on charges of operating while intoxicated. The incident occurred on or about May 31st. This misdemeanor charge carries potential penalties, including up to 93 days in jail, a fine between $100 and $500, and up to 360 hours of community service, and possible vehicle mobilization, ignition interlock, and license sanctions. During the arraignment, Mr. Shaw stood mute, and a plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Attorney Michelle Siv has been appointed to represent him for the remainder of his case. The court set an interim bond at $3,500 with 10% posted, and exceptions to bond conditions were granted. Mr. Shaw is permitted to leave the state of Michigan for employment or interview purposes, provided he informs pretrial services of his travel dates, location, and contact information. He is also allowed to be in establishments where alcohol is served, for work with his band, or when visiting his mother's restaurant. However, he is strictly prohibited from consuming alcohol or controlled substances and must comply with random drug and alcohol testing. Upcoming court dates include a deadline of June 22nd for the prosecutor to provide a plea offer form and all discovery, and the plea cutoff deadline for filing motions is July 9th at 10 a.m., which will be an in-person hearing. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. You know, one of the things I love most about the Thumb is how well we all know each other. When we walk into Murphy's Bakery, you're not just a customer, you're a neighbor, a friend, a part of the family. We've been serving the Thumb for a few generations now, and we take pride in offering the kind of service you only get in a small town. We'll help you pick out the perfect loaf, slice your bread just how you'd like it, and make sure you leave with something that puts a smile on your face. And of course, everything is baked fresh daily, the way they should be, from our breads and pastries to our cookies and cakes. And when you need catering for an event, Murphy's Catering Connection can build a delicious spread that you choose from appetizers to sides and dessert. Murphy's Catering Connection is a full-service bakery, so stop in and say hello. We're at the Main Light in Bad Axe, and we'd love to see you. 110 West Huron.
And we have one obituary to report at this time. Dale J. Voles passed away peacefully April 16, 2026, at the age of 86. He was born August 20, 1939, and met Esther, the love of his life, at a mutual friend's wedding. They were married on June 19, 1965. Dale was preceded in death by his parents Herb and Mary, his brothers Glenn, Fred, and his son Dan, and he's also celebrated and will be missed by his wife Esther, his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on June 13th in the chapel at the Community of Christ campgrounds. Esther and family will be available for visiting starting at 9:30 a.m. at the campgrounds. A light lunch will be provided after the service, and the family will then be making their way to the Minden City Cemetery at 4 p.m. for a committal service at 5 p.m. Arrangements were handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
At Sure Health, we are celebrating. The National Rural Health Association just released its top 20 hospitals in all of America, and Sure Health is one of them. That's right. Your very own Sure Health is in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across America in patient satisfaction. This is a huge deal, and we want to say thank you. It's because of you that we're able to provide the best possible care so close to home. Thank you for trusting us with your health and wellness, whether you take advantage of our services in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Sebring, Bad Axe, or through Harbor Beach Community Hospital in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. What matters is that you want to achieve better health for a better life, and Sure Health is here with you every step of the way. So thank you for your belief in us to be one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in all of the United States of America. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back with a look at more news. Protests outside a federal immigration detention facility in New Jersey escalated into violent clashes over the weekend, prompting local authorities to enforce an emergency overnight curfew. Police reported that dozens of demonstrators were detained after refusing orders to disperse and throwing projectiles at law enforcement officers stationed around the perimeter. In a press conference earlier Tuesday, the New Jersey governor condemned the violence, alleging that outside agitators had hijacked a peaceful demonstration to incite chaos. Grassroots organizers, however, contested this narrative, arguing that the unrest was a direct result of aggressive crowd control tactics utilized by local police forces. In a dramatic escalation of its ground campaign, the Israeli military announced it has captured the strategic 900-year-old Beaufort Castle in southern Lebanon. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lauded the operation as a pivotal shift in the conflict against Hezbollah, noting that Israeli forces have reclaimed a high-altitude stronghold they last held over two decades ago. The capture followed days of intense artillery duels and airstrikes that forced thousands of Lebanese civilians to flee northern towns. Human rights organizations are raising alarms over the civilian toll as the IDF issues mass displacement orders across the region ahead of an anticipated push towards the outskirts of Nebate. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Looking for the best deal on your next ride? Well, you need to get to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Check out the 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation, heated seats and wheel, Google Maps built-in, huge 15-inch infotainment screen, lane departure warning, blind zone alert, park assist, cross-traffic alert, floor liners, and so much more. Lease it for just $362 a month. Or step up to the 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew 4-Wheel Drive, heated seats and wheel power seats, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, 20-inch black rims, all-terrain tires, lane departure, and lane keep assist. Full trailer package with brake controller, dual zone climate, and more. Lease it for just $349 a month. And don't forget Buick. The 2025 Buick Encore GX brings heated seats and wheel power seats, lane change alert, rear cross traffic, remote start, and more. Lease it for just $305 a month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe. The thumbs up for GMC. We are professional grade and Buick exceptional by design.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
Thank you for joining us this hour. That's been a look at your news. I'm Russ Cervantes.